Welcome to Community Connections again, and being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have with us Cindy McLeish. Now, Parliament is sitting at the moment, or it will again this afternoon, so Cindy will have to leave us a bit early, and she hasn't been able to get with us earlier, because it's been a busy day down there, Cindy.
Every day is a busy day in Parliament, Alan. And today, at 7:45, we had the Parliamentary Lions meeting. And I think I've told you that I'm involved in that. And just after that was a Red Cross, I think 110 years of Red Cross before the day started.
110 years.
I think that's right. Yep. It was, really getting on. And you think about it, it makes sense actually, doesn't it?
Mm.
You hear of these sorts of things. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, about the Lions Club meeting because, you know, we have the Parliamentary Friends of Lions. And we had a great debate between MPs and journalists the end of June. And we've only just got the reconciliation of the amount that we took after all expenses, and we made $15,064.
Fair income.
For the Lions Club.
That's terrific. And we should mention, and you'd know this as well as I do, that all the money raised for Lions goes into projects. Nobody gets paid for any of this stuff, do they? It all goes into the project.
It's all volunteer stuff. Yep. So we've 10,000 of that goes to their Lions skin cancer bus that goes around.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So that's something that relies entirely, as everything, relies entirely on donations. So that's a great sum, that
terrific.
We can do. And also at the end of the year, we sponsor a couple of kids to go to a camp for a week at Lacola in the High Country.
That's a terrific camp, isn't it?
So normally we just manage to raise enough to send the kids to the camp, but this time we've got enough to put 10,000 in the skin cancer van, so we're very excited about that.
Cindy, I've got to ask you, who won?
I think the MPs claimed that they won. It was really, really close on the night. Like, I think Sammy Jay, who's the host of the 774 Breakfast Show,
yep.
He was the adjudicator, and I think he had to call it in the end because, when you saw, people standing up on each side, it was pretty close.
Oh, pretty that's close. Good.
But, the real winner was the skin cancer van.
So, oh, absolutely.
As I said, we're not so great at money. We're always finding each other just to kind of kick up. So, and, with our fees and stuff. So this time we've really made a big difference. And so I'll be letting our Lions Club, the clubs around the state know how, in my area, how well we did. But that was,
That was this morning.
That happened this morning, and the Red Cross, as I said, was 110.
Yep.
There was an event for that at the same time, and this is all probably then we kick into meetings just after, our day, just after 9.
Yep.
And then at lunchtime, well, we've got in at the main hall in at Queen's Hall at the moment, the horticultural sector come in and they decorate it all out like you're at the Melbourne flower show and garden show.
Oh, right.
They have all the little garden type things. Well, they've got something set up, a little garden in the hall with little seats in it and all different types of plants. Lilydale Lawn from Dixon's Creek, just out of Yarra Valley.
Yep.
They provide the turf every year and, you have the different horticulturists, sometimes Flemings from the area are there and provide some of the plants. And so there's a bit of a function on for that. There was convening of the first inaugural meeting of Parliamentary Friends of Landcare. Apparently Victoria is the only parliament that doesn't have Friends of Landcare, and we've got loads of Landcare groups.
Absolutely.
And there was the Centre for Multicultural Youth were having a forum, and there was something else. But, people literally move very quickly between all of these different types of events. And yesterday, at about 5 o'clock or something like that, while Parliament's still sitting, we had an event about the medical research industry. So a whole lot of the scientists from all the different research organisations in Melbourne come in and they talk about stuff. And this time it was about diabetes one and, they had a kid who suffers from that and the family and the researchers and all these sort of things. So this sort of stuff happens in and around your parliamentary activity, like when you're debating bills and raising issues. There's all of these other things going along,
yep.
and people run between them all.
No, that's true. Yeah, Cindy, just a question without notice. You'd be used to those. you were involved with, I think it was organ donation. You were a while ago. Has there been a report put out on that yet?
Yeah, we put out the report. Then the government gets 6 months to respond to the report. And we haven't had that. I don't think we've had that response. So, you know, like we make a whole bunch of recommendations and they say, yeah, we like these three recommendations. This one's a bit hard for this reason or that reason. But they're under no obligation to implement all of our recommendations at all.
Cindy, can I just ask you a question and maybe you're not allowed to tell us because it's part of a report that hasn't been released. Did you and I talked about that during and you said that we had a very low donation rate. Did it come up anywhere as to why Victoria seems to be worse than some of the other states?
Well, that was one of the things that we were trying to work out. Yep. Why is it so low? Some people still think it's attached to your driver's licence. Some people think it's better to have an opt-in system, and a couple of countries have done that, but it doesn't, I mean, you've got to have other services around that. And I think other states in Australia do have it connected to your driver's licence and you can opt in or out through that process. And that was something that we certainly thought should be done. But at the same time, the government pretty well introduced digital licences.
Yep.
And so I don't know how easy it is to change, you know, the look and feel of a digital licence, you know, like whether it's just going in and altering something or whether it's a major issue.
Cindy, I wasn't going to touch on this because I don't like touching on politics, but did you know that with these new digital licences, people like the passport and those won't accept it? I can tell by the way you're rolling your eyes, you do.
I did know that, Alan, and, you know, it's... I heard someone say the other day, well, why have them? You know, because you have to have ID, and if you scan things, it needs to accept these. So there was a couple of areas. There was the passports... And was it birth, deaths and marriages or something? There was something
else.
Yeah,
I knew there was something else. I think you're right about birth, deaths and marriages. So, yeah. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah. You wonder why when others, you know, and at the same time, you know, we're going ahead with a new Mikey card, whereas in other states and countries, people just tap on with their credit card.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have millions and millions of dollars spent on doing a new Mikey system when you can just use what we've already got.
Cindy, so we've covered lunchtime. What have you got anything on tonight?
As it happens, I've got a scoot down to Geelong.
It's Geelong.
And look, often we have functions in Parliament that finish, you know, like 7:38, and it might be, as I said last night, was the medical research, but it is the Caravan Parks Association.
Right.
They've got a two-day conference down in Geelong and they've got their dinner tonight. And Caravan Parks, you know, there's a whole bunch of small businesses usually. Sometimes they're through council, tourism. There's a whole bunch of different areas where they overlap with environment as well. So, yes, I was invited down there, so I've got to scoot down. Mm. You know, the back end of the day and get down to Geelong for 7:30 and probably get home at late and then back up
back
at early,
the end of
back and in the morning.
Cindy, I'm just going to take one quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Cindy McLeish, and she's been telling us about what's been going on outside, well, not outside of Parliament, but outside the actual sitting of Parliament. Cindy, you've been to see a friend of ours of this radio show, which is John Pascoe and the Hillsville U3A.
That's right. There was a few more people than just John there when I went.
I bet there was.
Yeah, there was a really good crowd, and they've got a lot of members.
Yep.
And, you know, it just reminded me again of what a great organisation it is. You know, they have something for everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously people are older, retired, got a little bit more time on their hands. But it was, you know, good. They had an afternoon tea, plenty of food. A morning tea it was, actually. And, you know, they started with a couple of songs. You know, someone was on the ukulele.
Don't mention it.
Someone was on the banjo. Yeah.
We always hear about these ukuleles and we always laugh about it. But, no, they're a great group.
Yeah, so, Karen was on the ukulele.
Was she?
But it's good because it's good to go and chat to people, just have a general chit-chat. And sometimes people have got something that they want to raise with you and, you know, if they see you there, they might tell you. And others times they just want to say g'day.
Yeah. And what one of the things we talk about on this program a lot is social isolation, and really it's no good if people just knock off work and just sit at home, is it? You need to still be connected with other humans because we're those sorts of people, aren't we?
That's right. You know, it's not good for you to just sit at home being on your own the whole time. And once people venture out, and sometimes when people move to towns,
yep,
they think, I don't know anybody. My family live down the line. What am I going to do? How am I going to meet people? And when you go to U3A, you know, there was they've just started a Shakespeare appreciation group. They've got the ukuleles, got guitars, cryptic crosswords. There's so many different types of things. There's walking groups that people do. And it reminded me a lot of, you know, the men's shed group.
Yep, yep.
Where, you know, they go and they have a chat, and if they make something or send something back, it's all fantastic. But you know, they don't have to do that. There's no time pressure on when they get something finished or not. And it's terrific. And I think as an extension of that in Mansfield, where they've got their men's shed, right across in the same building, they've got the High Country Quilters. So there's a whole group of people that have got some fancy machines and whatever, and they come in and they sit around and they chat. And it's, you know, it's terrific.
Cindy, the Badger Creek Men's Shed, which I've interviewed a couple of times, on Wednesday the 4th of September, so that's one day next week, isn't it? Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m, they've got an open day, and it's called Send Him Down to the Shed. So they're trying to get the ladies to take the men down and get involved because they want to get them out of the house.
That's right. That's good for everybody, I think.
So that's Wednesday the 4th. Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 360 Badger Creek Road, and it's a Badger Creek and District Men's Shed open day.
Yeah, well, good. I might see if I've got time in my calendar to scoot down there and have a chat to them. I haven't been down for a little while.
Graham, I think it was, that came in, and we actually did an interview. You want to talk about the storm, Cindy?
I do. And, you know, it reminds me, when there's a weather event coming up, we do get sometimes from AusNet or even Telstra saying, look, you know, they're expecting storms. This is what could be happening. You know, we're on alert in case things go down. But it comes back to people also being prepared,
mm-hmm, yep,
and to know that particularly in an area, the Yarra Valley or the Dandenongs, where it's fairly heavily treed, it's not too hard for a tree to come down over power lines.
Yep.
And it's not hard to put 800 houses off, you know, power.
Yep.
So making sure you have the torches and candles and things, and that you've got food that you can eat, that, you know, if you don't have backup gas, that you can cook, that you have another plan, because going out to eat's not going to be the plan because that place is not going to have the power either.
Nah. Yep.
So, and I just find that people aren't always as prepared as they could be. And it's just a reminder, you know, with yesterday they were predicting pretty severe winds.
And I believe they're predicting up, pardon me, between 90 and 100 kilometres an hour late this afternoon too.
Yeah, and I think over the next couple of days, you know, I think it was 130 kilometres I saw at Mount Buller.
Gee.
Which is a bit higher. But, you know, these are pretty significant storms. And, you know, we know what it's like in the Yarra Ranges with storms. But, again, it's just making sure that you're prepared.
Cindy, I guess it's also not too early for people to start looking around their homes and prepare in case there is a bushfire season too, is it?
Yeah, that'll be next. We're probably, we haven't had to put the fire on at home for a little while, actually. It's been quite mild. But, you know, people will often have firewood and things like that sitting close to the house. And as the weather gets warmer, they're what you need to move, and you need to clean up the leaf litter.
Yes.
And one thing that I know that I learned at one of the bushfire sessions at the Memo a few years ago, was look where the wind blows and look where it blows all of your leaves and stuff. And if it blows all of the leaves towards the house and towards wood or to wooden stairs or something like that, you need to be particularly vigilant because if they catch fire, then it's easy for your house to catch fire. So I looked at home and I watched where all our leaves go, and we've got a rock wall. And they all went beside the rock wall, and I thought, oh, that's good. I was pleased.
The rock's not going to catch fire. Good point,
you know,
though.
But it is. It's a good point. You know, like if your mulch or things like that catches fire, but something little like that with the leaves, I thought that was a good idea. I think it was a guy from CSIRO who was at Healesville a number of years ago, and they talked about some of the things that you can do. Mm. And, of course, when we have lots of wood, it's flammable, and we just need to be mindful of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I would never have thought of that. Cindy, I know I'm very conscious of the fact you've got to get away. Is there anything else you want to tell us before you have to go?
Oh, look, we've got some footy finals happening.
Yes.
I think the Wiri women lost by a point.
Oh, no.
On the weekend, but we've got some footy finals coming up for teams in the area. Some didn't have a great year, but some have done okay. And I'm heading, hopefully soon, getting out to McMahon's Creek to see the new footbridge that's been built. It just took them about 7 years to get it.
It's taken a while, isn't it?
Oh, it's taken a while. Everyone tells me how good it is, and I've really got to get out there and take a cake to celebrate.
No, that's fair enough too. Cindy, look, I know you've got to get away, so thank you for being with us, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you in the studio, and it'll be September.
Well, it'll be just before the grand final.
It will be too.
Maybe Geelong will be there.
I hope so.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Cindy.
No worries. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.